we're just going to go with it and see what happens.
All right, let's go with it and see what happens. Start that clock
and
timer.
Hopefully we don't have to start over.
I hope we don't have to start over. Okay. All righty, here we go.
If I don't understand, I don't know what I'm saying.
Agreed. Agreed. Just a little, one last little point that I have here. It says in one case, a consumer paid a $1,807 deposit to the credit score company, which back up here references as Earn Company, or which was the rebranding. So they paid $1,807 deposit to Earn Company for help repairing her credit, as well as getting related consulting and coaching. The lawsuit states, when she attempted to contact the company to set up these services, she received no reply and her request for a full refund was allegedly denied. The credit score company, Earn Company, also told consumers it had submitted disputes to credit reporting agencies only for people to discover these agencies had no record of their of the disputes, the suit says. And then it goes on to speak about her other companies and what they did or did not do, allegedly.
Seems like a lot of mumbo jumbo.
Okay, so my thing is here's my thing. How do you, why do you think that if somebody really did not do something, why is there a lawsuit developing? Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you really didn't scam me out of, if PBID really didn't scam, let's say we were in business together and we sought PBID out for his services. If PBID really did not scam me out of my money, why am I seeking out mobile help? Why am I seeking out, what them people call? Them people that be in the courtroom, what they call?
Legal lawyers? Help.
Thank you. Them people that be in the courtroom. Y'all know I'm a little slow sometimes.
Legal advice?
So if PBID really did not scam us out of our money, why am I seeking retribution from you if you really did not scam me out of my money? What like actual causes would I like have for that or anything? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, what would be my motivation behind that if it really didn't happen?
Some people do it, well, from what I've seen on, you know, the social platforms, they do it to gain more, I guess, advertising for themselves, mm-hmm. like get money for themselves, mm-hmm. and things like that, put mm-hmm. their selves mm-hmm. out there, even if it's a complete lie.
Mm-hmm.
People just be like, oh, well, they're like, oh, well, such and such did this to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do anything.
Agreed.
But they're trying to get their name out there. They're trying to get traction. That's mm-hmm. the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
For themselves, for their business. So they can, you know, become an influencer or, you know, get money.
Okay. What do you think?
Got me.
Like, I don't under, because I don't. Now, again, I don't. I'm not saying that they did or did not do these things. What I am saying is that a lot of the times when you have reached a pinnacle of success to a certain degree, people see that as, oh, you got a couple million behind you, so I can try to get something out of that. I can make these false claims. I can do this. I can do that. Because a lot of the times, especially if it's a civil suit, and according to the BuzzFeed, and y'all, again, I do feel a certain type of way about BuzzFeed, but that was the one that I pulled up. Most of the times in civil suits, people's end game is just to get paid to make it go away. Because when you get negative, a lot of times when you get negative traction or negative attention or negative anything towards your business, it can impact your business in certain ways. So a lot of the times the people accusing you of, so if I was accusing PBID of misconduct in any sort of way, PBID might say, you know what, just to make her shut up and go away, I'm going to pay her a settlement and then that'll be the end of it. So they could be looking to just get money out of the situation to maybe further their business. So, I mean, you know, again, I don't know Dana Chanel and Prince Donnell personally. All I know is from their influencer platform on Instagram. And I will say this. Prince Donnell has done a wonderful job of, how do I put this? Grasping the social media audience side of it. Like the way that he posts his content, it makes you like want to watch more. So he actually had a video, and let me actually go to his Instagram. He had a Instagram video, and during most of the Instagram video, he was talking about black men and how like their flaws and how they overcome them. But like the headline of the cover of the video was like, I can't think of it. Y'all gonna have to hold on 1 second while I search for it.
Was it like contradictory? And when I say that, it means like something that pulls you into actually watching the video, but has nothing to do with what's actually in the video.
Essentially, yes. Yes. And here it is right here, but I can't seem to pull it up. And because he posts so often, I guarantee you it's way, 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 way far down. And I'm going to take like 3 years to find it. But it was very contradictory. Let's see if I can find it.
Kind of getting a little overdone with the black man speeches from black men.
Ha, here it is. This is the one. It said a single man over 30 with no kids is a big red flag.
Oh, I'm gonna need him to sit down.
See, but that's what I'm saying. But that's exactly what happened. You see what you said? That's exactly what happened. When you listen to it, it is totally the opposite.
That's why they getting sued. Misinformation. Exactly. There you go, right there.
False advertising.
I'm sorry.
But see, if you listening to it, it's like he was talking about, you know, ways to grow your business. Ways for, let me just go.
Ladies and gentlemen, mind you, this guy's 24.
Yeah.
He's 24.
24 or 26. One of them.
She's 26 or 27, Miss Chanel is, and Mr. Prince Donnell is 24.
Oh, wow.
And they've been married for only 2 years.
Mm, yeah.
Per social media.
Per social media, yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't no 24-year-old man tell him, no 30-year-old man.
I mean, you know.
Now that I'm 30.
No.
It's just, so if you are focused on creating great financial habits, improving your health, growing your career or business, and practicing safe sex or staying altogether while you're waiting to make a commitment. So it's just basically like, these are things that I find interesting about the way that he posts, because what happens is I feel like it was a social experiment, because it tells a lot about the fact that people only read things and then they respond. Like, they don't actually listen to it. They just see something and then they react to it. Like, seeing something like this, a single man over 30, no kids, is a big red flag. That's it. But then nobody watched the video. And you can tell, like, when you...
By the comments.
Mm-hmm. You can tell by the comments that nobody actually watched the video. Well, a certain number of people never watched a video. And so those are the types of things that, number one, is the problem with America. That you see things and then you're like, you know what? I just hate everything and everybody and you suck and this. Hold up. But okay. But did you hear what I said, or did you just read like the, never judge a book by its cover?
But isn't that what we're doing? That I feel like that's also a self-contradiction in that world where everything is so fast paced. Mm-hmm. Perfect example, job interviews. The interviewer doesn't take that long. It's either you got it or you don't.
You sure do.
No one has. I feel like we have always been, but we're definitely moving in the direction of, what are your buzzwords? What are the key concepts? No one has time to sit here and, you make time for people, but I mean, in the society we have, no one has time to go through all the what. ways how not to cook. Well, that's not what I'm looking for. You
know, it's like ways how not to cook. All right, I don't really care about that. How do I cook?
Exactly. So it's like I feel like you're gonna have those that have either A, the time, mm-hmm. or B, or A and B, a combination of them. Then they just click on it. But I know for a person like me myself who's on a, I don't have time to
sit down
and be like, mm-hmm. okay, well, let me see what he or she really means. Mm-hmm. Tell me what I put a Google search in or whatever, searching for a specific thing. Mm-hmm. If that's not what I'm looking for, I'm not going to waste my time doing it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But the thing is, it's just like one of those. So in the video, he was, like I said, he was talking about how men and everything, and how those things are quote unquote red flags. But then he went, like I said, he went in to explain what exactly. Almost like he flipped the script type thing. And and I think that that's something that is, like I said, very important, because we're quick to judge without actually understanding what it is that we are so quick to be judging on, if that makes any sense at all. So in that instance, how has social media redefined the word social?
Go ahead. Sorry.
I feel like I feel like it should be rebranded more so as to mass communications.
I like that. Okay.
Because, I mean, obviously, social means mm-hmm. actively engaging mm-hmm. with another human being. Traditionally.
Exactly.
Now, what all these new terms mean, like the no chapo cap.
No chapo capo.
Yeah,
I don't know what chapo capo is. All right, y'all young children in the comments, can y'all let an old bird know what chapo capo means?
But I definitely, it's for what it's supposed to be doing. Social media, it's I just like it's mass communications, because mm-hmm. if social media is such a prime thing, then we would expect that. Interpersonal skills amongst people would be improving, but there right. seems to be a receding. It seems to be a receding process when it comes mm-hmm. to human interaction. So
I agree. Mm-hmm. I actually saw this one social media post, and it was kind of funny, but then it was also kind of sad. So it was a child with a backpack on. He was going to school, and then you know how those big back in the day we had those big old handwriting. Brown paper with the blue red lines.
I do.
It said, and on that paper it said, define cap. CAP, define cap. This, and then next to that, this person put to lie.
See, told you.
And then underneath that it said, this is what social media is doing to our children. And you know what? I have a problem with that, because y'all know Jazz love the kids, and I got a problem with dumb children. I do not believe that children are dumb. I believe that their environment is causing their mental capacity to disintegrate. I do not believe that they are dumb. I believe that their environment is causing their mental capacity to disintegrate. What do I mean by that? I mean that everybody has the potential to be able to surpass the level of intelligence that the world has placed on them. However, if you are not willing to try to get there, then there is absolutely nothing that anybody can do to help you. So if you believe that the word cap means to lie, traditionally, not slang termed, if you believe that the actual Webster defined definition of the word cap is to lie, then we have a divide that needs to be bridged. Because if you are supposed to be the leaders of America, I am scared to get old. Because there's no way that you can truly understand, like you can truly say that the definition of cap is to lie and then be okay with that being the truth.
Hey, good people. It's your boy Sober to Love again. Here to end the show. On a positive note, here it is. Don't compare. Everyone is on a different journey. 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 Journey.